how to become an animal communicator. I'm often asked how I became an animal communicator. If you just knew the process, the requirements, you could be one, right? Maybe. The path to becoming an animal communicator is dependent on many things, though, and likely to be different for each of us. But in the event that it gives you some insights and things to try, here's how it happened for me. First of all, was a lifelong love of animals. That one's easy, right? If you've always had a close affinity to animals, either having your own ponies or pets growing up, or always being drawn to your friends' pets, you probably already have a good feel for their emotions and opinions. Paying attention to their likes and dislikes, observing their routines and feelings, and just enjoying their company is a great start to a deeper connection. I had hamsters first as a child, then my own cat, and we always had a family dog. I had riding lessons and hung out with friends that had ponies. All my life, I gravitated towards animals rather than people. Next was working with animals. For me, working with horses for 20 years, as a Western riding instructor, then a horsemanship coach or problem solver, then teaching horse and rider biomechanics, definitely deepened the understanding and connection I had with them. You can certainly achieve that by having your own animals, perhaps by training them yourself or competing with them. But working with horses or animals puts you in contact with much bigger numbers of animals, which provides a greater depth of experience. The more practice you can get with many animals, the better. Number three is curiosity and learning. I always wanted to know more, and so I attended lots of clinics, workshops, and courses. Watching many different clinicians work helped clarify for me what I did and didn't like in terms of working with and communicating with horses. I learned many new disciplines and modalities, from Western riding to horsemanship, biomechanics, body work, and energy work. This progression took me deeper and deeper into really feeling what was going on with horses, not just paying attention to their body language, but also their energy. My curiosity and thirst to learn also meant lots of reading. Books by other animal communicators, energy workers, psychics and clairvoyants. Realising that everyone worked slightly differently and received their information in different ways was really useful. Next for me was learning some energy work. For me, this started with Reiki. I did levels 1 and 2 back in Scotland. If feeling energy doesn't come naturally to you, and it doesn't to everyone and didn't to me, this is a great place to start. Learning how to feel energy, how to balance it, and how to do hands-on or off healing will introduce you to sensations and visuals that can really help your animal communication. Number five is meditation. If you're groaning at this point, because meditation is just too hard, right? Stop. Believe me, I've been there. I tried all sorts of ways to meditate for several years with zero success. My top tip is to meditate in a group, especially an experienced one. So find out if there are any near you. Group meditation amplifies the energy, which means that it kind of fast tracks your experiences. You have access to much more information than you'll ever manage on your own. Joining a well-established meditation group was the catalyst that opened me up to all sorts of experiences I had previously only wished for. You can read some of those experiences in the book that I co-wrote, People of the Earth. I was introduced to all sorts of new information and ways of connecting to energy and other beings, which led me to practicing new things with my horse clients. Meditation actually has a couple of uses. Firstly, going into a meditative state is most likely the way that you will practice your animal communication. Secondly, it's a great thing to do just for yourself. It's calming, healing, raises your vibration, and maintains your good energetic connection with the universe. On that note, I do have a group online meditation, an online meditation group that meets the first and third Sundays of each month in the evening, New Zealand time, online. So you can sign up to join us and meditate with us twice a month. And if the time zones or times don't suit you, you also receive the recordings of every meditation by joining up. So if that's something of interest, do get in touch. In the spirit of both meditating and learning, one of the courses I did was a weekend shamanic journeying workshop. I loved that. It taught me different ways to meditate, new questions I could ask, and gave me more confidence in what I was experiencing. Number six is practice. Practice, practice, practice. With something as intangible as animal communication, practice is really important. Not all animal communicators get streams of clear conversation from animals. I don't. It's only by observing how you personally receive your information, for instance, words, pictures, colours, or feelings, that you can start to translate them and figure out their significance. And next important thing is to get feedback. So doing all that practice, make sure you get feedback or confirmation when you practice. Get the owners of the horses or pets that you practice with to tell you whether you were accurate or not. That will really help you not just hone your skills, but also reassure you and boost your confidence in your abilities. So, will that path work for you? It might and it might not. Sometimes things just happen when they're supposed to, and no amount of pushing or doing all the things will make it happen any faster. Perhaps you're supposed to be an animal communicator and perhaps you're not. Overall, though, I believe that if you want it badly enough, if you stay open and curious to it, and you develop your skills in connecting with, observing, and healing animals, you've got a pretty good shot. If you've been dabbling with animal communication but feel stuck, or you're doubting your abilities and the information you're receiving, check out my free training, Deepen Your Connection with Your Horse. Till next time, keep connecting with your horses.